Bhagavad Lila, Dasama Skanda, Chapter 27. Indradev Surabhi Mata Vandanam. Lord Indra and Mother Surabhi offer prayers to Lord Sri Krishna. This chapter describes the prayers of Indra recited out of fear, Krishna's mercy on Indra, and how the Surabhi cow and Indra performed a abhishek for Krishna. On account of which, the Lord is called Govinda. Seeing that Braj had been protected from the rain, Indra, nervous and ashamed, fearfully approached Krishna. The Surabhi cow came on the order of Brahma to help Indra and bathe Krishna. The material planet called Goloka, which is filled with exceptional cows. Krishna's transcendental Surabhi cows from Brajagokul could not be with Indra in the material world. So the Surabhi cow did not come from Krishna's abode, but from some other place where there's lots of cows, Golokat. One morning, Krishna went alone to see to what extent the lightning bolts of Indra had broken the back of Govardhan. This gave Indra an opportunity to meet Krishna in a solitary place. Where is that solitary place where Indra approached Krishna? This is described by Sri Vaishampayana in Hari Vamsha. Indra saw Krishna sitting at the base of Govardhan Hill. Surabhi had sent Indra to Braj with a suggestion. You should go alone, without your elephant carrier, and, in a humble mood, offer obeisances at Krishna's lotus feet to get relieved from your offense. When Krishna met Indra, by his glance, Krishna communicated this message with his glance. O King of the Demigods, I see that you have unprecedented affection for me. You have come to Braj to show mercy to me, who have offended you by stopping your worship. Hearing this, or this message through the eyes, Indra became ashamed. First, with his own eyes, Indra saw the powers of Krishna. Later, having understood his offense and desiring to alleviate it, Indra went to Mount Meru, where he heard about Krishna's powers from Lord Brahma. You know that I was so foolish that I stopped your worship, and on the pretext of worshipping Govardhan, I enjoyed the offerings meant for you. Fearing such words from Krishna, Indra said, O Lord, though I am bewildered by your maya, I now know a little about you by a speck of your mercy. My Lord, your transcendental form is undisturbed and ever peaceful. Your form is full of pure knowledge. Does it arise from Sattvagun? No. Your form is Vishuddha Sattva, transcendental goodness, Chidanandamai. Therefore, my Lord, you are totally free from the modes of passion and ignorance. Moreover, people can destroy the effects of passion and ignorance simply by remembering your beautiful transcendental form. Though you are not the least bit influenced by the modes of nature, like the conditioned souls, sometimes for amusement, you accept the a role in this material world. Someone may object, but isn't that a fault? No, it is not a fault, because you have no desire to accept any relation with the material realm. O Lord, if you have no desire to accept the modes of nature, how do their effects, such as greed and anger, appear within you? How could you stop my worship without the influence of the modes of nature? And without showing greed and anger, how could you punish the wicked to protect the principles of religion? As the Supreme Lord, you are complete. So what purpose do you have in protecting Dharma by punishing the evil? It is for the auspiciousness of the universe. Due to your merciful nature, you show affection to those who follow Dharma. Just as a father favors his son and the guru his disciple. As the supreme controller, you are fully capable of delivering everyone from suffering and bestowing happiness. But for the evil people, you are insurmountable time, which purifies them through punishment. To benefit the pious and impious, you appear in various incarnations and perform pastimes according to your own free will. My Lord, your pastimes include killing demons like Putana and protecting your devotees. It is also your pastime to deflate the pride of your devotees, such as Brahma, who become intoxicated with the minute power delegated to them by you. Among those who think themselves lords, I am the lowest. I am the most foolish of the foolish. Seeing that you are fearless in the face of time, I give up my false identity as a controller. Not knowing what kind of punishment I will get, I give up my false identity out of fear of you. Giving up our pride, we fully take to the path of your devotees. Therefore, this pastime of your lifting Govardhan is your punishment for me. After hearing Indra speak like this, Krishna said, I lifted Govardhan Hill to protect Braj, not to punish you. Now I will call Yamaraj and arrange for your punishment. Afraid of such a reply, Indra fearfully said, as the most famous father and guru, you, my lord, are merciful by nature. Please forgive the offense of this foolish person immersed in pride and ignorant of your majesty. You should not purify me by punishment, because I am like a stubborn animal. The moment after the master beats the animal, it again commits the same offense. Instead, you should purify me by your mercy, so that my animalistic tendencies do not rise again. This prayer of Indra is not offered with a completely pure heart, because Indra is exhibiting humility in order to save himself. Because later in Dwarka Leela, we find that when Dwarkadish Sri Krishna stole a parijat tree from heaven, foolish Indra again reacted violently against the Lord. Indra goes on with his statements. My Lord, You have appeared in this world for our benefit because of our prayers. Even knowing this, I have been blind and acted foolishly. Now, having been punished, I can see the truth. You descend to destroy the demoniac warlords who harass the earth, and to bring prosperity to those who faithfully serve your lotus feet. But I am neither of these. So you destroy me or bless me. Alas, it is my great misfortune that you remain neutral towards me. Therefore, let me just surrender to your lotus feet and offer you respects. I offer my respects to Lord Narayan of Mahavaikuntha. I pay my respects to Mahavishnu, the creator of the Mahatattva. I pay my respects to Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, the Supersoul of the total universe. I offer respects to Vasudev, the son of Vasudev. And I offer respects to Krishna, the Lord of the Yadu dynasty. I pay respects to you, my Lord, who accepts bodies in order to give happiness to your Premi Bhaktas, who serve you in the sacred rapture of Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, and Shringar. Being non-material, your transcendental body is completely pure consciousness, without a tinge of illusion. You possess unlimited multifarious energies, such as Mahamaya. You are everything. You are the seed of everything and the soul of every creature. Thus, I pay respects to you, O Indra. I can understand from your recitation of praises that you are my devotee. But without your sanction, the wicked Samvartika clouds of devastation attack my Braj. Therefore, you should punish them. Fearing such an innocent scolding from Krishna, Indra thought, alas, I cannot be duplicitous with the all-knowing Supersoul. Therefore, in this verse, Indra decided to confess that everything was his fault. Krishna said, but Indra, how is it possible for you, my devotee, to do this? Indra,
I became angry when my worship was stopped.
Krishna, though I am your master, and I stopped your worship. I cannot believe that my servant would do such a thing. Indra,
anything is possible, my lord, for one who is falsely proud.
Krishna, though pride may somehow arise in my devotee, he will remove it with intelligence. Indra,
my lord, intense anger destroys all one's intelligence. Though I have caused great disturbance to Braj, I have received your mercy, like a sick person being diagnosed and given medicine by a doctor. Thus cured of my disease, I have given up the urge to release my lightning bolts. Because you control everything. You are the Supreme Lord. Because you give benefit to everyone, you are the spiritual master of all. Because you are the supreme object of love, you are the supreme soul.
Thus glorified by Indra, Krishna smiled and replied to him in a rumbling voice, resonant like the clouds. Sri Krishna and Indra are having a heart-to-heart talk. Indra sincerely revealed his mind to the Lord, and now Krishna reveals his own purpose. My dear Indra, it was out of mercy that I stopped the sacrifice meant for you. You were greatly intoxicated by your opulence as King of Heaven, and I wanted you to always remember me. Indra, you may go now. Execute my order and remain in your appointed position as King of Heaven, but be sober without false pride. Continue in your position, but remain without false pride. Otherwise, I will punish you again. The heavenly cow Surabhi affectionately thought of the spiritual cows of Braj as her own offspring, though they were offspring of the transcendental cows that play with Krishna. Though Krishna actually comes from the dynasty of the moon, Chandravamsh, the material moon often thinks of Krishna as his offspring. Surabhi, along with the cows of Braj, respectfully begged Krishna for his attention and offered the following prayers. Krishna Krishna Mahayogin Vishvatman Vishvasambhava Bhavata Lokanatena Sanata Vayamachyuta. Surabhi Mata said, O Krishna Krishna, greatest of mystics, O soul and origin of the universe, you are the master of the world, and by your grace, O infallible Lord Achyuta, we have you as our Nath, Master. Mother Surabhi is feeling great ecstasy, so she repeats the words, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, you are the greatest of yogis, because you protected my offspring by lifting Govardhan Hill with your mystic powers. We accept you as our master, whereas our so-called master Indra had tried to kill my fellow cows. You, my Lord, thou art our worshipful Lord, who gives supreme happiness. Although you have appeared in a family of cowherd men, you are the master of the universe. You stopped the sacrifice to Indra and easily defeated him. Therefore, you are qualified to be our Indra. As you are our Indra, we will install you in the role of Indra with an Abhishek. Krishna replied, Surabhi Mata, by whose order do you want to do this? Is it some independent desire? Surabhi, it has been ordered by Brahma. When Indra was afflicted with fear, he went to Brahma to explain everything about your Govardhan Leela. Brahma felt somewhat fearful upon remembering his previous offense to you, so he gave me this order. O Surabhi, you are very dear to the Lord, the protector of your relatives. Therefore, you should go to Krishna, the ocean of mercy, get Indra forgiven for his offense, perform an Abhishek, and install Krishna as the Indra, or king of the cows. You may ask, what is the benefit of an Abhishek to you, whose rarely attained lotus feet are served by Brahma and Shiva, and who is the Indra or king of billions of universes? We want to bathe you with our milk in an Abhishek for our own purification. Although you are the invisible soul of the universe, you appear to relieve the burden of the earth. If you did not appear, how would we ever become fortunate? After praying to Krishna to accept the post of Indra, Surabhi bathed the Lord with her milk. Because Indra was embarrassed by his blunder of attacking Vrindavan, he was reluctant to worship Krishna. However, after receiving encouragement from Aditi and the other heavenly mothers, Indra felt authorized and then bathed Sri Krishna. Though Krishna had appeared in the Dasharatha dynasty, he had a greater desire to be a cowherd. They named him Govinda. Because he had a greater desire to be a cowherd, they named him Govinda. Go means cows and Vinda means to protect or satisfy or please. Go can also mean swarga or heaven. Therefore, Govinda means one who enjoys the position of Indra. Ga means the senses. Govinda then means one who protects or nourishes Vind, the devotees, by attracting their senses. The most eminent demigods chanted praises of Krishna and scattered wonderful flowers all around him. The chief demigods like Varuna praised Govinda and covered him with an amazing shower of multicolored fragrant flowers. The cows moistened the earth with their milk. The rivers flowed with various tasty liquids such as milk. Without cultivation, the plants yielded mature grains and ripened fruits. The surfaces of the mountains manifested an array of excellent jewels. After Krishna's Abhishek ceremony, all living entities gave up their natural animosities towards each other and became friends. After he had ceremonially bathed Lord Govinda, the master of the cows in the cowherd community, King Indra took Govinda Dev's permission, and surrounded by the demigods and higher beings, Indra returned to his heavenly abode